Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And one very beautiful benefit of reciting salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is it has been narrated that a person who recites durood 50 times in a day, a person who recites salatul salam 50 times in a day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will shake hands with that individual on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, such a great reward, such an immense reward for such a small action. I promise you, it will not take you more than 10 minutes to recite 50 durood. Maybe not even more than 5 minutes. But look at the reward. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the previous nations very long ages. They used to have very long lives. And they used to do a lot of good deeds. But the speciality of this ummah is that maybe we do not have very long lives. But Allah ta'ala has expanded, increased the reward of our small deeds. So see, if a person recites durood just 50 times in a day, due to his durood of 50 times in a day, the Messenger of Allah will shake hands with that individual on the Day of Judgment. And imagine on the Day of Judgment when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touches you, his blessed body comes into contact with you, then undoubtedly the fire of hell will not be able to burn you. You will not be harmed by the fire. So we should always pray for the intercession of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala, through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgives us on the Day of Judgment and grants us into paradise. And we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will just do a quick recap upon the story of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu anha, and where we have gotten up to so far and what is to come ahead. So we have talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consulted with his angels about a representative, then the story was built, then the statue was made, then the angel was told to prostrate, then Sayyidina Adam was in paradise, and Shaitan was able to convey his whisper to Adam, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came out of paradise, he came upon this earth, he asked to be pardoned for the mistake he made, and Allah ta'ala pardoned him. And now we are going to talk about one of the significant incidents which took in the era of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam had a lot of children. And the way this would work is that Hawa radiallahu anha would bear a pregnancy. For example, pregnancy number one in the morning, which will have a boy and a girl. And she would have another pregnancy, which will have another boy, another girl. And what would happen is that the boy from pregnancy number one would marry the girl from pregnancy number two, and vice versa. So a brother is not marrying his sister. There is no incest happening. They're marrying children from different pregnancies. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his power, blessed Adam alayhi salatu was salam with children. And one pregnancy had Habil and his sister, and the other had Qabil and his sister. Now what happened was that the girl who was born with Qabil was very beautiful, and her name was Iklima. Whereas the girl which was born with Habil, Louisa, she was less beautiful. When Prophet Adam alayhi salatu was salam wanted to marry Habil to Iklima in accordance with the Sharia of his time, Qabil did not agree and demanded that he should marry Iklima. Whereas Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam said, look, this is not possible because Iklima is your sister, and the way the rules of this Sharia work, you cannot marry your sister. Even in the Sharia of the Prophet and the previous Anbiya, no brother has ever been allowed to marry his sister. Islam prevents this. Islam does not encourage this or allow this at all. But Qabil insisted. He goes, this is just your opinion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given his command. Listening to this, he alayhi salam said, if this is what you believe, then both of you present a sacrifice. The one whose sacrifice gets accepted, I will marry Aklima to him. I will marry this girl, Aklima, to the one whose sacrifice is accepted. And in the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the sign of acceptance was a fire would come from the sky and engulf the sacrifice. Whoever's sacrifice was taken, whoever's sacrifice was engulfed by the fire, Allah Ta'ala has accepted his. So, Qabil was a farmer and Habil was a shepherd. So Qabil, he brought a low quality wheat as his sacrifice. And Habil, he brought a very good, healthy sheep to be sacrificed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Habil and Qabil, they placed their sacrifices on the ground and a fire came from the sky and it took the healthy, beautiful goat of Habil and his sacrifice was accepted. And when Qabil seen this, he did not be happy. He did not accept this. And in his heart, he intended that he was the one that is going to marry Aklima, regardless of whichever circumstance he has to take, regardless of whatever he has to do. So just like Shaitan had grudge and jealousy and hatred in his heart for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, in the same way, Qabil has the same jealousy, has the same hatred for his brother Habil in his heart. So what happens is that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has gone to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah for Hajj, and Qabil said to Habil that I will kill you. Habil said, why? Qabil responded, because your sacrifice has been accepted and mine has been rejected. So you are entitled to marry Aklima, whereas you know that I want to marry Aklima, and due to this humiliation, I will kill you. Habil replied, Allah Almighty only accepts the sacrifice of those who fear Him. The purpose of Habil's statement was that it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept a sacrifice. Sayyidina Habil radiallahu anhu, who was a God-fearing person, he did not extend his hand out to fight his brother, whereas his brother made his full heart and mind that he is going to kill his brother. So what happens is that Qabil murders his brother Habil radiallahu anhu. Remember, Qabil is the murderer, and the way to remember this is Qabil, Qatil. They both start with Qaf. This way you will never be mistaken. Qabil is the Qatil, he is the murderer, and Habil radiallahu anhu, he is the Maqtul, he is the murdered. So when this happens, Qabil does not know what to do with the body. And this is the first murder to be taken place on the face of this earth. So he does not know what to do with this. Then what he sees, Allah Ta'ala shows his sign of majesty. Allah Ta'ala shows his wisdom. And one crow kills another crow. And once that crow kills the other crow, it starts to dig up the earth with its beak. And when he has dug up enough of a hole, he throws the other dead crow inside, and then puts the dirt back on it. And Qabil realized that this is what I have to do as well. I have to bury my brother. So Qabil, he murdered his brother. Then he dug up a hole and he buried his brother in there. My dear viewers of Madni channel, look, the first murder to ever be happen on the face of this earth was one brother killing another brother. Due to hatred, due to jealousy, due to lust, due to the fitna which was happening at that time, a person let his desires, his lust, his feelings overpower him, overcontrol him, which resulted in him murdering his brother. Somebody might say this happened thousands of years ago. Today people have become civilized. You think so? How many times do we hear the story a brother has murdered another brother over some property? A brother has murdered another brother over some money. Forget a brother and a brother. In this day and age, in today's society, we find children who murder their parents for wealth. We find children who murder their parents for women. We find children who murder their parents for a bit of worldly benefit. Is this the state of the ummah today? Is this how low we have come today? That Qabil, he murdered his brother, and we are still doing the same thing today. We are still following the footsteps of Qabil to this day. We are still murdering our Muslim brothers and sisters today. My dear viewers of Madni channel, this is something that we need to take in our mind. We need to realize this, that when our hearts are polluted, whether it is with jealousy, hatred, arrogance, all of these heartily diseases, inner diseases, hidden diseases, then that makes us do unimaginable things. It makes us do things that we regret afterwards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. So Allah sent a crow scratching the ground to show him, Qabil the killer, how to bury his brother. He, the killer, said, "Woe to me, I was not even able to be like this crow, that I could bury my brother's corpse." He therefore remained regretful. Qabil suffered a dreadful end after killing his brother Habil. Imam Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi narrates that on the day when Qabil murdered his brother, Allah Almighty made one of his feet and calves joined to his thigh. It will remain joined until the day of judgment. Qabil's face was also made into the face of the sun. Wherever the sun would move, his face would also move in that direction. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Fadala rahmatullah alayhi reports, when Qabil killed Habil, Allah Almighty took away his intellect and his ability to understand. He remained in this very state until he died. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, that a person who disrespects the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who goes against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish him in the hereafter, not only is there painful torment for that individual in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ridicules that person in this world. Allah ta'ala humiliates that person in this world. Allah ta'ala takes away that thing which he has been striving for so long. Today you want to become rich. You take the haram means of earning. You put all your efforts into earning haram. At the end of it, you will not have money and you will have earned the anger of Allah ta'ala. You will not have earned that money. That money will bring you no benefit. I know people, we know people who have spent their lives earning haram. What happens? Their children come out disabled. What happens? They get inflicted with such an illness that they spend all their money on it. Their money does not give them any benefit. What happens? They make such enemies that they are sleeping at night in fear. They always have to look over their shoulder. What money, what wealth of this dunya has benefited that person? That thing which he has spent striving and doing, but he has disrespected Allah Ta'ala on the way. He has disregarded the commands of Allah Ta'ala on that way. Indeed, those earnings will never bring him any benefit. And this is something that we need to realize, that today, even after so many thousands of years, when we remember Qabil, we remember him in bad words. When we remember Habil, we say Rahmatullah alayhi. We say Radiyallahu anhu, that may Allah be pleased with him, because he stood fast upon the Sharia of his father and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stood fast upon the commands which Allah gave through his father. So this is why something we need to realize, that we should always follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's also a very important lesson for our brothers here. Why did Qabil kill his brother? It wasn't over land. It wasn't over money. It wasn't over status. It wasn't over a job. It wasn't over a business. It was over a woman. It was over a woman that the first murder took place. This should be a heed to our Muslim brothers especially, that don't let your lustful desires take the best of you. It will bring you humiliation in this life. It will bring you humiliation in the hereafter as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created spouses. Allah ta'ala has written somebody for you. Allah ta'ala has created somebody for you. Have patience. Follow the commandments of Allah. Follow the Sharia. Follow the good ways of the people, and Allah ta'ala will give you goodness. But if you take the wrong routes, if you take the bad routes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only destroy you in this life, but the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sheith alayhi salatu wa salam was born alone. A little while after the murder of Habil, Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha gave birth to Prophet Sheith alayhi salam. He alayhi salam was born alone. Speaking on the wisdom behind him being alone without a female twin, Alama Muhammad al-Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi writes, when Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha gave birth to Prophet Sheith alayhi salam, he was born alone. This was of the honor and dignity of the personage who was revealed through Allah Ta'ala through prophethood. After the murder of Habil radiallahu anhu, Prophet Sheith alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and he was born alone. And Imam Zulqani rahmatullah alayhi writes in relation to this, he says that the reason Sayyidina Sheith alayhi salatu wasalam was born alone was because of the magnitude of greatness which was going to come out of him, that he had to be born alone to be given a majestic and a high status in the court of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha gave in one pregnancy birth to only one child, one boy, and he was sheath. And Sayyidina Zulqani rahmatullah alayhi further goes on to say that the reason that he was born alone and the reason that there was going to be greatness coming from this individual was because his lineage was going to be the one which was going to be linked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the reason Sayyidina Sheith alayhi salatu wasalam was born alone and he was given this high status and he was given all of these majestic things was because he was bearing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is one of the forefathers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence he was dignified. Hence he was given this high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu narrates in relation to Sayyidina Adam, he says that when the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came near, meaning his death came near, he said to his sons, "O my sons, I feel like eating the fruits of paradise." Therefore his sons set out in search of the fruits of paradise. They came across some angels on their way who were carrying the shroud and the fragrance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. They also had axes, shovels and baskets. The angel said to them, "O sons of Adam, what do you want? What are you looking for?" Or they asked, "What do you want and where are you going?" They replied, "Our honorable father is unwell and he wishes to eat the fruits of paradise." The angel said, "Go back, your father's lifespan is complete." Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seized the soul of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels to tell his children that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has left this temporarily world. And upon the burial of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a difference of opinion. But the popular opinion is that he alayhi salatu wasalam was laid to rest near the same mountain in Al-Hind. Yes, viewers, you heard right, Al-Hind, the famous Hind area where he descended from paradise, meaning he came to that land when he came down from paradise, and he is reported to be buried there in those exact places. Some people, others say that his resting place is near Mount Abu Qubais in Makkatul Mukarramah, and others opine that when the flood came during the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it placed the bodies of Sayyidina Adam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha in a coffin and laid them in Baytul Maqdis. Meaning there's difference of opinion in relation to the burial, the shrine, the tomb of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam also used to mentioned Prophet Adam alayhi salam. It has been narrated from Sayyidina Aisha. The Prophet says that the angels were created from divine light and Shaitan was created from the flame of a black fire, and Adam was created from the same thing which he has been described before you, i.e. clay. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lived a very long life. He had a lot of children. He was the first prophet. He was the first man. He is our father. He is the reason that we are here today. Another reason Allah Ta'ala gave children to Sayyidina Adam and Hawa is to prove the fact that you need a male and a female to reproduce. A man cannot himself reproduce. A woman herself cannot reproduce. It is only when they both come together in the state of nikah and they reproduce, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants them children. But remember, the main purpose along with reproduction, one of the main purposes of marriage is to find peace and tranquility in your spouse. Remember, if you have distanced yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have automatically distanced yourself from the creation. The scholars say that a way to maintain a healthy marriage is that both of you work towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at it as a triangle. If you place worship, ibadah, ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the top of this triangle, and on one side is the husband, another side is the wife, the further away they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadah, Islam, the further away they are from each other. But when they become closer in terms of the deen, when they come closer in terms of their religion, then they become closer in between themselves as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take lessons from the life of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our hearts from the worldly desires. May Allah ta'ala give us love between our brothers. May Allah Ta'ala not grant us the mindset which He gave Qabil, in which he murdered his brother over hatred and jealousy and lust. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make us of those who can control our desires. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.